Thanks for being with us on Summer Brekkie, 1300 736 736. To join us, you can also flick us a text, 0433 98 11 16. Now, we know that KFC Supercoach is very, very popular during the Big Bash season. You can register today at supercoach.com.au. The season is on our doorstep. We've enlisted the help of Tim Mitchell to join us to try and find a couple of little gems before round one. Timmy, good morning.
G'day, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, absolute pleasure, mate. Thanks for being with us. When we do these sorts of, any sort of fantasy sports, the one thing that people want to know is who should they start with? Who's the number one pick in any team, and who's the number one pick in the Big Bash in your mind?
Well, I think, Jack, considering the form that we've seen from him in, well, the past couple of ODIs, and hopefully he goes out there and blasts some more runs today, is Glenn Maxwell. So a lot of KFC super coaches are focusing on the Melbourne Stars because they've got an early double, which is generally what we're focusing on when we're picking our team. So they play a couple of games in round one against the Brisbane Heat and the Sydney Thunder up at Manuka Oval in Canberra, which is where one of the early hubs are in the Big Bash. And for that reason, I think Maxi and Marcus Stoinis as well, sort of pending that side strain that he's got that kept him out of the second ODI. If you're picking a KFC Supercoach team, they'd be the first two you go to. And then Adam Zampa is probably the other one too. Looks like he's going to be available for those first couple of games for the Stars. So definitely they're the three big guns to sort of base your team around. And I think you'd be pretty well set if you start with those three.
So Warney, Mike Hussey and Ishigua have all named their teams. Any surprises?
Well, it's pretty competitive in the Fox commentary box. Those three in particular take it very seriously. And I think looking at Warney's team, he's sort of honed in on a couple of those early teams, on teams that have got the double. So he's gone for a lot of Hobart Hurricanes, a lot of Stars early on as well. But I think the one that really stood out in his team, because the Brisbane Heat don't play twice in a round until a bit later on in the tournament, is Chris Lynn. He's really hot on him. We saw on the weekend in Queensland Premier Cricket, I think he blasted 155 off about 50 balls in a local T20 comp. So clearly he's in some pretty good form. So Warney's really hot on Chris Lynn as well. Isha, I know she was keen to get some English players in there, but unfortunately we won't see a lot of those English big guns. I know they just played and just finished at T20 in the last 30 minutes or so against South Africa, where Dawid Malan hit 99 off about 50 balls, and he's going to be joining the Hobart Hurricanes. But like a lot of his compatriots, Jack, he won't be here until sort of after Christmas by the time they can complete their mandatory quarantine on arrival in Australia. So it's going to be really exciting to have them in the Big Bash League for the first time, a lot of the English guys. But unfortunately, we won't be seeing them until January. So I think that might be when Isha hits her straps, when a lot of those English big guns arrive on Australian soil.
Tim, who are the sneaky internationals to put in? Is there a couple just sort of hanging around the edges that might take a few wickets or make a few runs in a hurry?
Yeah, the one to focus in on, Kingy, is Will Jacks, who's a guy from England that not a lot of KFC Supercoach players and Big Bash fans probably haven't heard of, but he's going to be here from round one, which is unlike a lot of the other Englishmen. He was the MVP in the Vitality Blast, the T20 tournament over in England this season. Bowled some handy off-spinners, going to bat in the top order as well for the Hobart Hurricanes too. So it looks like from a KFC Supercoach perspective, he's going to score pretty handy points pretty much from the get-go. So if you're looking for maybe a sneaky international, I'd say he's the one, although it looks like the guy that's the Pakistani quick that Melbourne Stars announced yesterday too, Dilbar Hussain, who played one game last year in the Big Bash League, he's going to play a reasonably prominent role for the Stars, with Harris Rauf unfortunately not returning because he's heading to New Zealand with the Pakistan national team. So Dilbar Hussain's another one to watch for, but definitely Will Jacks is a guy that has been really popular in the KFC Supercoach teams that we've seen picked so far.
Really quick answer if you can. Shane Warne's team, where would it have ranked? Where would it have finished at the season's end last year?
Oh, we worked on it pretty hard during the season, Kingy. I think we got him up to about 3,000th overall. Ooh. But, yeah, looking at his starting side, I think he's going to be much more competitive from round one this year. So, yeah, Warney's put some KFC Supercoach teams on notice, and, looks like he's going to have a very competitive team this year. So if you head to supercoach.com.au today, you can sign up and take on Warney and our other experts.
Tim, you're a star. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.